money are you supposed to be losing? Go get it.
All right. Welcome to the Cozy Lounge Podcast, everybody. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank the first time listeners. I want to thank the last time listeners. I want to thank the next time listeners. Yes, let's get into it. I want to welcome some of my friends here and some of my family. I have Charlie the Greatest.
What's up?
And I have Bonnie Eli.
Bonnie Isla.
Like Bonnie no, and Clyde like, and Isla. Like no, Isla.
Yeah. No, I hear the name, but it's my tongue. Oh, that is the problem.
Okay.
It's my tongue.
You have a podcast.
It has a muscle pull, you know.
True.
When I say your name.
Yeah, that's why you should pronounce it.
I need to practice.
You practice it, yeah. Say it one more time.
Bon.
Bonnie Isla.
Bonnie Isla.
Yeah.
All right. We also have the false prophets, and also joining us is Tula. Guys, welcome.
It's just Tula, eh? Yeah.
Just, oh, shit.
That's false prophet of PA.
Okay, wait. Catch this. False prophet and Tula. Because they are two. And they are twins. Tula.
The false prophets are Tula. Shit.
Whoa. That's a mind.
It's a mind.
Family show.
All right, guys. Let's get into the first topic. What is the difference between a supporter and a fan?
How do I support this? I think a supporter is like basically like you know, a supporter. We're not a supporter. Someone who's there for you.
Mm.
But a fan is now an extreme supporter. So it's I just believe, this is my opinion, that a fan is like someone who believes in you and is like, yo, they follow your every move. And the supporter just comes when you perform.
Yeah.
Sure.
Bonnie Isla?
Oh, I think a fan is more of your, yeah, like your beehive and your beliebers and your Fenty gang. Or is it Navy gang?
Navy.
What's Navy gang?
I'm part of Navy gang and I
Yo, that's
no, nice. You don't qualify. If you don't even know the name.
You don't even know
I'm
the
used to saying Fenty a lot because she uses Fenty as a brand. That's so a maybe kind of fell off at some point.
You support it well, but still you're not a fan.
You're not a
fan. You're a supporter.
You're not my fan right now.
Anyway, you're a supporter.
Yeah, basically that's what a fan is. And your supporter, usually we say it's family, as False Prophet said. I don't think...
It is family?
I don't think I have fans.
I don't think I have fans that are family. That support fans support me as Bonnie Isla, and my family supports me as Londi.
All right, great.
Simple.
Okay.
Well, I believe that you know the difference between a supporter and a fan is like, let's take Kaizer Chiefs playing when you watch the derby, and. The supporters are people sitting at home like, yes, I'm a supporter of Chiefs. Anyone can just say I'm a supporter of whoever and then watch.
Mm.
And the fans are people that actually go out of their way and make an effort to go to the stadium and watch the actual team. Like, they don't just support, like, they eat off the existence.
Mm.
Body paint and,
yes,
so,
like bitches.
So a fan to you is an extremist?
Not to that degree, but yes. To the understanding that they do obsess over your success over your failures.
Actually, that's another great thing. What is the difference between a fan and a stalker?
Okay, a stalker...
A fan does it publicly. A stalker does it privately.
Yes.
Right. Oh. But also, a stalker has a bit of mental illness as well. Just add a spice there. Because no one sane would take pictures of me 3 a.m. in the morning sleeping through a telescope on a building on the other side of town.
I think if Rihanna was... on the other side of town.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you do the same thing?
Would
I do the same?
You would.
So you're saying I'm someone's Rihanna? Thank you.
What a great takeaway. What a great takeaway from that.
Because
I said nothing close.
Nothing close.
I was saying that I think a stalker, it's like not mentally sane to be taking pictures of me 3 a.m. in the morning, like
but
on the other side.
Said,
and
she's
saying if there was Rihanna on the other side, I would be doing the same thing.
Yes.
So I'm saying, am I someone's Rihanna now? Because if someone takes pictures of me.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah,
oh,
so it's not my fault.
You.
You're slow.
There we go.
Charlie, what do you have to say about
I still don't get it.
Fans and supporters?
Just to wrap up what everybody said, okay, the difference between a fan and a supporter is basically like your family. Okay, we have you. As family, we know you as Ntokozo, as your first name.
Yeah.
And then, when we support you, we support Ntokozo becoming Kose. Mm. We support the brand that you are pushing. Mm. So we're gonna go when we see you in public. We don't say, "Yo, that's Kose." No, we say, "Yo, that's Ntokozo." Yeah, and other people who are fans, they're like, nah, that's Kose. But your supporter is like your day one. It's someone that knows you before you even became. Mm. Someone who's there for you whilst you are becoming Kose. Mm. And that's still there whilst you are now Kose.
Mm-hmm.
When you fully become Kose.
Yeah.
And the transition is fully complete. And someone that's going to remind you of, remember what was the purpose behind the brand Kose, behind becoming Kose, behind you now at the point that you are Kose. What is your next step? Because that person, from the time you started out being Kose to from the time you started out with the idea of the brand Kose to becoming Kose and being Kose, they asked you, where do you want to go? And where do you see yourself ending up?
Mm.
And now that you're here, where are you going? Yeah. As opposed to a fan, whatever that you drop, it's like,
they're
yay!
Down for you.
Yay!
Yeah. Which one? Okay.
I
since
think
you
fans know you as Kose first before they know
you
as
Ntokozo. That's
yeah.
true. Actually, I like what you said there, because now I see a supporter, like long-term, a supporter's there for you. But fans, they come and go. Like, you do one thing wrong, like publicly, and gone, they jump into assumptions because they don't
but
know.
But do you call those fans supporters? Because remember, for me, a fan, if I'm a Beyonce fan, no matter what Beyonce does, I'm still her fan. I'm still behind her, no matter what. That's what I think is a fan for me.
Mm-hmm.
And a supporter will tell you, hey, bruh, we are better manch.
Yeah.
Fix yourself.
True.
A fan, whether you're doing wrong, whether you're doing right, they are there. They are fully supporting you, no
and
matter
the
what.
The chances of you losing a fan are higher than you losing a supporter.
True.
I think that's what the
is that what you guys think?
Yeah, he's coming at it from that direction of Owoti. Immediately, if fans come and go, you cannot keep fans, but a supporter is your day one. Regardless of whether you win or lose. Remember, Andini, she supports Ikeza Chiefs. And whether they win or lose, she's still wearing Ikeza Chiefs blood.
Mm.
She traveled from Durban to Pretoria, from Durban to Soweto, to wherever. Wherever Ikeza Chiefs is playing and it's a big match, she's there.
She's a fan.
No. She's a supporter.
She's...
I think for me, I think she's a fan.
Yeah, I also think she's a fan.
Reason being that...
Say she was. I'm so sorry.
Huh?
I think she called herself a supporter, and she's the one that initially showed me or...
Here's the thing.
The difference between...
For me, I'm not looking at it from a ball or soccer point of view.
Yeah.
Looking at it as in, like, let's say a family point of view.
Mm.
A family can support you as... As long as there is respect in between that relationship. Once that is gone, the ties are severed. Whereas to the fan, I can do whatever. I don't care what... Let's say I do something wrong. Let's say I kill someone.
Mm.
And the fan is going to be shocked of, why did this nigga kill this person. But as soon as I take out my next album, the Fed is the first one to buy that album.
Point of correction. Look, here's why I tie it down to brand. You are a brand. So a brand has specifics. So perfect example of people that destroy.
Guys, don't get me wrong. I'm speaking, okay, let's say you are an artist. I'm not talking about a person, I'm talking about the brand itself.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, continue.
Before you become an artist, before you have a fan base, you need to have a brand. Mm-hmm. You're an artist all on your own, and you can create art. But now, carrying it forward, you can do all sorts of arts, but what is your speciality? And when you define your speciality and all of that, that's when you become a brand. Mm-hmm. And there's what we call brand alignment. If what you do is not aligned with your brand, then it's no longer the Kose brand, but it's what Mdogozo did. And hence, that's why these terms...
Not like, according to media.
No, I don't know what media you focused on, but for me, it's a big thing out there where when you do something wrong, they're like, okay, this is not aligned to the brand of Kose. Hence, that's why...
I'm talking about, let's say... I'm a person that's involved in GBV. My girlfriend reports me to the police. The police are gonna arrest me as Mdogozo, but the newspapers are gonna say Kose is hitting his girlfriend. They're not gonna say Mdogozo.
Yeah, it comes back to that point. Yokuthi, a fan will always be there. Perfect example is.
That's what I'm saying.
Is
Let's not turn this into a debate.
Let me make a perfect example before we close off this part. Brandy had made like a huge fan base during the times of the full moon and all of that. Mm-hmm. And then what happened? That car accident that she had, that was her fault, literally got her to lose fans. Now she's been making a comeback. The money that she's making between now when she started coming back and right up till date, compared to the time that she started out, the time when she started out is more money than...
No, that's because the music industry is different now.
No.
The streaming, we no longer do our album sales, remember?
Okay, you're going off topic. And also another thing, I'm talking about the difference between like the fan part. People that were Brandy fans back then, they dropped up because of that. It's the same thing that I mean with
That's a very subjective thing.
Example, case in point, Jup Jup. When Jup Jup dropped the very hit single, Ndi Kokele, like, had that guy dropped that single after he came out of jail, that was going to spark higher numbers. Reason being, it was before he made that mistake. Or rather, it was after he made that mistake. Now he's asking for forgiveness. So what people relate to and support you for is that. The authenticity behind... Authenticity?
English, yeah.
Authenticity behind your intentions. So, yeah. And also another thing that you need to take into mind... A supporter can actually transform into a fan.
Yeah.
Same as a fan can transform into a supporter.
So the lines are very blurred.
Yeah.
So according to your guys' experience, how open are your families to your passion?
I think they are open to, you know, giving you a chance and letting you be you and discover yourself. But they're not open to it in a way of... They are trying to learn more about it and understand it and try to support you and, you know, fund you in specific ways. Mm. Because, my father was born in 1959. He's old, like he's 62, was our last born. Mm. And when, for example, Tula told my father that he wants to be an actor, my father didn't really understand it as an educated man because all he did was, you know, educate. He was a lecturer. You know, he's a very straightforward guy, you know. But the fluidity of the art realm, like, of the whole, man, just art itself, yeah, it's just, it's liquid, it takes many forms, and, yeah, they, I feel like there's a part of them where they still have a fear, whereby they think they will not succeed because it was not the same for them back then, and they take those obstacles that were in front of them at the time, and imagine them in front of us, and yes, true, we still do face many obstacles, but I would gladly say that in this time, 2020, it's a lot better.
It's not
time
the same.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Because I'm the reason why I ask this question is because of the journey that I went through.
Going through.
I fell in love with music at a very young age. Probably, I think I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
There was a trumpet at home, and I looked at it, you know, I liked it, and, you know...
Because you played the trumpet.
Well, at that time I was young, you know, I was attempting to play a trumpet.
Yeah.
You know, my late grandma was trying to teach me how to.
Interesting.
But in a very short space of time, the trumpet was getting sold, and, you know, it was kind of sad, you know. I was like, oh, man. But, you know, I had hope that, you know, something will find me. And then came a few days later... Christmas, they had bought us gifts.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the gift I had, but they brought my brother a guitar, like a kiddie's guitar. Quickly stole that guitar so fast. It was my guitar from the get go. I was like, this is my guitar.
So that's the chat. I'm mad. I want to get even. But carry on.
So I played the guitar also, it, like, for some reason it got lost. So basically,
it didn't get lost,
you
no,
broke it.
No,
I'm
it wasn't
trying.
Me.
Who broke it?
But it was your cousin.
My cousin.
Your cousin.
Oh man, my cousin. But yeah, let's move
on
from that chat.
We
love to hate him. So... From then, I started, like, that time I was coming to Pretoria, basically, and I started falling in love with DJ, and people were telling me, you're a good DJ, man, you should, like, literally consider it as a job.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat down with my mom, like, yo, so I'm thinking of becoming, they literally asked me, so what do you want to become when you grow up? I was like, I want to become a DJ. They're like, are you sure? I was like, yeah, I'm sure. Like, no, my man, this is not a full-time job. You need to have a specific goal where you're gonna literally, like, go to school and get a degree over something. So in my head at that time, I was like, do you guys honestly don't believe in me that much that you think I won't make it as a DJ?
Mm.
So things like that, you know, they create doubts in your mind, you know.
Do you still feel that way?
Do I still feel that way? Hell no. I know I'm a very talented person, right?
No, I'm asking, do you still feel as though your family doubts your abilities, or is it that they are just being cautious?
Yeah, at the time I didn't recognize that they were telling me to be cautious. But it felt to me they were trying to stop me from achieving what I wanted to achieve.
Yes.
It kind of pissed me off because that made me rebel, and I started learning piano. I started stealing piano sessions at church, you know, things like that. That dragged me into what I love doing, like, right now, which is sound engineering, live sound. And honestly, looking back at it, it kind of helped me for when they said, no, you need to reconsider what you're doing, because sound engineering is something I can study. It's something that I can have a paper for, a certificate, a diploma, a doctorate even. So with that, as we're speaking right now, I'm studying it. So, and yeah, guys, we will make it, guys.
Sure. I'm interested here. I think this question goes to everyone. Because I want to put myself in the shoes of our parents, like, when we tell them, like, we want to be artists.
Mm.
And, of course, they want to be cautious and want to help us. So if your child, for example, in the future said they want to be a magician, like they don't want to go to school, like they want
for me, there shouldn't be that type of question. You should have seen it already.
Yes.
Because, you know, I think children, when they're young, they paint you a picture like,
sure,
this is what I want to become. This is what I love.
Yeah.
So you yourself should see, okay, my son loves to be a magician. True. Is there a magician school around Gauteng? Is there a magician school around KZN that I can groom? Because a parent is basically an investor. So if you are just throwing money in something and you're not seeing how exactly it works, seeing how your investment is going,
sure,
then that creates disaster. I think that's the sole reason why.
So you'd help your child?
I would help my child.
100%. Like, 100%. I think to answer his question, to answer the question, like, we'd honestly, I think us more than anyone, we know that supporting your children is like the number one thing.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, no matter what they wanna do, you gotta, even if you don't agree with it, you need to like yourself and convince that child that you're in it 100%, because we know best out of everyone, like, that support means something.
Mm.
Bonnie,
I also think we can't blame our parents, because they were also raised in an era where they were raised to know that the things we want to do as careers are like hobbies.
Mm.
Like, for example,
photography.
For me, growing up, we all know I looked up to my mom, but if I look back and I check back, and I'm sure Charlie can also tell you, I used to draw a lot, like a lot of clothing pieces, and as a girl, a young girl, it's like, it seems like a normal thing to do because she's just a girl.
Mm.
Girls are always drawing these things, and when I think back, it's like, and I think even with how you're always asking me about my opinion with your outfits, and you're always asking me to put things together for you,
mm,
I actually realized I've always had that passion for fashion design,
mm,
and modeling as well, because him and I used to take a lot of pictures when I was young.
Mm.
Like, a lot of pictures where I dress up and we're taking pictures, even if the pictures were really, really bad.
Mm.
Because they were really, really bad, I won't even lie. So the modeling and the fashion design, it goes together. But I think your parents should really be more supportive. For me, for my experience, I would say, I wasn't really, like, I didn't really share much of my passion with my family.
Mm.
But at the same time, I feel like they were still, they didn't give me room to share. Like, there were certain things that were forced onto me. Like, at some point, I really told myself, I want to study law.
Mm.
But then I changed my mind, because in my head, I'm like, maybe this is the right thing to do. Let me find something I can study, something that makes sense, basically.
Mm.
And when I decided that that's no longer what I want to do, that was still forced down my throat by my family.
Because
that's what they know. That's how they were raised.
That's what
they're not really educated when it comes to those things. I wasn't either. That's why I didn't share much of my passion.
Mm.
But now that I know about it, it's like,
speak your mind
out.
I'm
still doubtful. It's like, as black people, we know how black parents are. It's like, do I share? Am I going to be taken seriously? Because I'm already getting the pressure from the outside world, me trying to get into the industry and build my brand as a model and a fashion designer at the same time, which those things are like, you can't really be those things
at the
same time.
Yeah.
Because you're modeling other people's things, but you also want to be the person
creating.
You get it.
Fashion, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Charlie, what do you have to say?
You know me and closing off. How open are families to your passion? First of all, it would depend on what's your passion.
Mm.
I mean, I could have a passion to cut animals open and...
That's a very dangerous passion.
I can grow up and be a vet. But now, when a child does that, you're like, what the hell are you doing? You're killing an animal.
Mm.
But what happens when vets and doctors are in training? They end up killing. And even during the first year where you're supposed to save a patient and you have a real life patient and something goes wrong, there's no turning back. There's no second time for rectifying that mistake.
Mm.
So I think what parents are never really open to any form of passions. It's not just media based. But if you think about it, a person who's a doctor starts from somewhere. From just, you know, when we were kids, we'd take those plants that just grow there in the garden, whether it's like what do you call those alien plants? Those ones. You literally take them and then you're sitting in one corner and you're literally hitting them on a rock and grinding them into smaller pieces. And then you take that, you eat that. And then the parent says, no, why are you eating dirt? And then you get pit. What does that do for you? It means, okay, that is cancelled. I need to do something else. Then you find yourself in the kitchen doing the same strategy, chopping and cutting. And then, again, pit. Stop that. You're going to cut yourself. Then now you start. That's how all of our passions get distorted. I believe there's more than one passion in a person. It's all about what do you enjoy doing. From what I said now, Obati, if you enjoy chopping and grinding, the hard work, the hard work, you may enjoy being a plumber, and you may enjoy at the same time
being a chef.
You may be good at many things. I know there's one of my mentors. He's a photographer, an excellent photographer. He's also a very good chef. And now he's going into growing plants. I mean, at first when I heard this, I was like, this is insane. And now of recent, what is the latest trend? People have plants in their backgrounds. People have plants in their households. Like there's a plant somewhere in someone's house. You know? And it's always been there in culture, in our
society,
in our history. Growing up, there was obviously a vase with a plant or something in the house that is plant related.
A fake plant.
So, exactly, it was a fake plant. And who knows, for him, that was one of the most problematic things. I mean, why can't we just learn to look after plants and keep them evergreen? Or how do we make sure? So, passion is like a very vast thing. That's why I wanted to like cancel out. Because you guys were all talking media. And I'm like,
hey man, we media children, man.
Are you forgetting the times when you used to chop nonsense? Yeah. But yeah, anyways, that's me.
Yeah, I was also about to say, as artists and people in this generation, or the youth in this generation, we owe it to our kids to do what our parents didn't do. And that's to pay attention to our kids and talk to our kids about their passions from a very young age and keep an open mind. Yes, thank you. Keep an open mind about their passions.
How do you...
I feel like as kids, we were given a very small box to grow. We were put in this box. Okay, this is what we can do. These are the options. We weren't given, okay, the sky is the limit and, you know, things like that. So our thinking was very boxed.
I think also in addition to that, instead of, you remember what I said, instead of seeing your child doing something wrong, think of a way that they can do that very same activity or exercise in a safer environment. So if this person is chopping and grinding these things, and you see, this person might cut themselves, you go there, you're like, no, use this method. This may work to do that. Or you start researching.
I think that's when a parent is seeing the passion. Okay, like, my child likes to cook. Let me just get them a chef so they know how to do it properly.
The other problem is you just hitting the child and not explaining what happens when you do this is the other problem. You need to talk to your kids. You need to explain what happens when you do this. Just hitting the child doesn't change anything.
Okay, how do you train your parents to respond the way you want them to respond in terms of passion?
Right now, our parents.
How do you make them
fight
see that? Okay, this is
We're the only parents from this generation that are gonna start the new cycle of us talking to our kids. Otherwise, we're the last people that have to fight with our parents.
It's been lacking.
It's not even just parents. I won't say it's just parents. No, I'll also just say that's like the older generation, because growing up in church, we're performers, like, we like acting. I'm an artist, I also like acting too. So I remember doing this iconic character where I played a pastor. And ever since then, even today, I walk up to someone who was at our church, and they will say that you should have been a pastor. They'll give you that one blank and
they'll
tell you just
put you in one.
They'll just put you in one thing and go, you should be a pastor. I heard that from my father as well, that he wanted me to be a pastor or a doctor.
Very attached to how they see you, and it's like you turn out to be something different. It's like it's almost like I can't see you. You betrayed them. Yeah.
And you have no title to it. Like,
so
yeah,
basically. When we're wrapping this up, we need to be more vigilant to our peers' passion,
yes.
To our, even the parents as well, because the parents as well might have a passion, but we don't see it because we're too busy focusing on ourselves as well. So,
yeah.
I basically would like to argue on that point.
How do you argue that?
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Ooh, you know, I'm actually with you right now. You cannot teach an old dog
you can't new tricks.
Parents,
the only way to do it is to fight and rabble until they see that point. Because
I'm not talking about teaching them how to treat you. I'm teaching them. I'm saying your parents. Shut up. Your parents have a passion.
That's true.
How do you go about it supporting them as well?
Actually, that's true. Now, when I look
because
back, oh, you wanna
your parents to... like your parents are working, but also know that it's not the job they wanted ultimately.
True.
They wanted to do something else.
Like my dad,
I mean, my mom wanted to be an accountant.
Yeah.
Yes, my dad wanted to be a lawyer.
Mm.
And then the thing is, back then there was only a bursary for a teaching. Like there was only teachers that were needed at the time to eat education. Because that also goes with passion. Like when they look at, when you tell the parents your passion, they look at the situation they have at home. Like it will also be like, okay, so how are you planning to help out with your passion?
With your passion.
So and the thing is, this is why media will also struggle, because it takes time
for you to get into that
field where you're getting a recurring amount every single month.
Mm.
Like you can say, okay, I'm earning now.
Yeah.
Like for them, it's hard for old fashioned mindsets to actually accept the fact that like I know, like photographers and stuff that get paid more than cashiers and security guards, and
more
yet you still exactly, and yet they still have a very close mind to thinking what can you achieve with them. So I think to answer your question, it's to also guide your parents in some sort of way to actually show them what could manifest from this. Like, if I continue doing this, I could actually achieve this. If actually help them understand why. It's both a passion and an occupation.
Mm.
I mean, so yeah.
Bonnie, what did you have
I
to
think
say?
Also, helping your parents with their passion, you can only go so far because someone needs to believe in themselves first.
True.
Mm.
If this person has given up, sometimes there's almost nothing you can do to revive that fire in them. There's nothing you can do to spark that fire again in them for them to get up and do the stuff for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look, I'm going to be a little bit of a beehive right now. Look, I'm not a beehive. Let me put that as a disclaimer. But there's certain things that you understudy as an artist. You understudy other artists. And there's one thing that was very magical for me that she said. In the new Black is King, visual album, or rather,
we are spoiling it for us because we haven't watched it.
Listen. Okay, in summary, the quote is "Follow your light or lose it." So, basically, you as a second respondent cannot keep her light as your sister or keep her light as your mother, Uguti. Okay, she wants to be an accountant. The only thing that you can do is ask her, oh yeah, so now that everything else is resolved, that you're using as an excuse,
what's next?
I think what you're trying to say is basically, it's like you can go as far as to support someone, but you can't drive them.
You can take a donkey to the or a horse to the altar, but you can't make it drink.
Yeah, no, you can take a horse.
You can take a horse to the river, but you can't make it drink the water. Yeah. Okay, wait.
You can take a dog and make it run.
So basically, in summary, what it means when it says follow your light, regardless of whatever life's journey takes you, because I mean, we do go astray every now and then from the focus or way of where we want to go on an end goal, but those unnecessary, detours. I mean, when you take a trip down to Durban from Pretoria, you have to detour and fill up at a gas station. Mm-hmm. So what I mean by that is you take a detour, but don't lose sight of where you're going.
True.
Keep sight of where you're going. What your end goal journey is may not necessarily be there available in front of you. But wait for the release date. As soon as the release date is out, you must be the first one to jump on board. You mustn't hear by someone else saying, oh, officially now actors are being given scholarships. So that's where I want to take it to your dad. Your dad said the excuse was there was no bursaries for law studies.
Yeah.
But now, how long has it been since there's been what you call bursaries for law?
No. He had a scholarship during apartheid. Like it's very rare because it was in a Roman Catholic school.
Okay, let's put it like this. Again, you're using an excuse. The first time it got available, Ilona, a scholarship, he could afford it. Why?
Yes.
Because he met the minimum requirements. Do you get it?
What?
Kids.
The excuse was kids.
Yeah.
Before he was working for government. How much money was making?
The excuse is kids.
No, there's no excuse.
No, so yeah. To wrap it up, guys.
Okay.
Felix,
to wrap it up,
don't be stuck in your off ramp. Don't be stuck still filling up the tank. You must continue with your dreams. Keep going.
Because you know, with this conversation, like it reminds me to stay open minded to like people's ambitions. Because even what someone going to go study rocks or geology or geography, that's a passion.
Mm-hmm.
And as an artist, I don't understand why someone would have a passion for that.
But,
you know, they are my friends. They're people I keep around.
Mm.
And it's I like what he said, when you're going to Devon, you detour. And you just gotta slow down, you know, take a break. And that just reminds me sometimes, I just have to chill and listen to someone for what they have to say and not, like, impose my thinking.
Allow the distraction.
You understand, yeah. And that's what...
Forward.
Or, what's it, to impose my reality.
Mm.
Which is what, like... parents tend to do when it comes to like passionate stuff. So this goes universally to even kids as well. Like grade one can be listening to this, and I will tell you to keep an open mind when your teacher
says yes, please
to
keep
shut
an
up.
Open mind.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to say also, I won't lie, sometimes you do lose your light, or maybe it seems like it's a bit far now, you can't see, you need to squint. That's why I always say it's very important to surround yourselves with people who are almost doing this. Not the same thing as you, but something similar. That's why I'm very grateful as your guys, as my siblings. You guys are like, we all trying to do the same thing or go into the same industry, even though it's different. Like, it's better to, I wouldn't say almost feed off that energy, but the energy is better. It's very encouraging as you see someone else going into the same field as you. When you feel like your light is dimming and it's getting far.
Mm.
Like, it's very, it inspires you to actually... there is something there for you, so
and
you need to keep pushing. And
also, when they make it, you make it. You know, like it's also a reminder that like doors are open
for
you as well.
But
so
I think the what I'm trying to say is, it's very important to surround yourself with the right people, guys.
True.
And also another thing from what the false prophet just said, Oti, once you make it, then automatically everyone else makes it. Guys, I'll put it to you now.
It's not like that.
It's not like that. And here's the reason why I say this. Here's the reason why I say this.
Everyone wants to always stay on top.
If
in the context,
no. For
right.
you to make it, for you to make it as a brand, you can't constantly be pulling dead weight.
Absolutely.
If someone is waiting for you to make it in order for them to make it, then they're not ambitious about their dreams.
That means
you're right about that.
That means their passion is
I didn't mean it in a way like when you succeed, like she succeeds. I just meant in a way of like when it's motivating when I see my friends make it succeed. That's motivating to me. It's not like I'm going to be jealous. Yeah. But that's it. That's what I mean. Like you make it, it means like I feel like I can make it. Your success is not mine. I feel like that's wrong. Do not entitle yourself to your friend's successes.
Hey, the next topic should be
you
black
your hands
text.
In their pocket.
Black text.
But yeah, guys, it's never wrong to want to surround yourself with people that are doing great things, because you can actually get inspiration from that. And don't let anybody tell you, oh,
it's never wrong to surround yourself with great people.
Like it's
also, guys. Also, guys. There's no wrong or right mentor.
Yes.
I'm speaking about this from experience. I've had mentors that take the shortcuts in life, and I have mentors that take the longer route. For you, what you have to do is study what's wrong and what's right and what works for you.
Yes.
What's wrong and right was written by someone.
Yes.
And you can rewrite that history.
Yes, definitely.
So, again, the takeaway is don't listen to Uguti. No, don't hang out with this crowd because this crowd is going to take you wrong. No, no, no. Sometimes chilling with that crowd gives you that wake-up call that, no, wait, this is not really aligned with how I want to succeed.
It's going to allow me your brand.
Exactly. And then you're like, okay, cool. This is what I shouldn't do.
Yeah.
As opposed to you being taught the right way to do things and that thing does not work out for you at all, and you knew Uguti was right. Everyone else said it was right.
Yeah.
And then someone tells you, someone that is successful but has been doing everything wrong, tells you, Uguti, this is the way to do it.
True.
That is going to be your new right way to do it, and you're going to fall away from all the lessons that are correct. Why? Because it was unsuccessful, and the wrong that is happening is becoming successful. That's how people lose their light, and that's how people lose their brand. That's how people lose their direction, or even their identity. Let's even go there. Yeah.
All right. So is that how we wrap it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we can wrap it up now with a nice bow. You know. Wrap it nice.
All right, guys. It's been a pleasure. This is your boy Koze from the Koze Lounge Podcast. I was here with Charlie the Greatest,
yep.
Tula,
Shibigetis,
the False Prophet,
mm-hmm.
and Bonnie the Liar.
Bonnie Isla.
We'll get that right.
We'll get it right, guys. You know, practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, I want to thank the listeners. I want to ask the listeners to tell their friends to tell their friends. And yeah, basically, guys, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Shisha.
This has been a humbling experience. This has been a humbling topic. Thank you so much. And we'll catch you on the flip side.
True. And beware of them false prophets. Because they come dressed in sheep wool. But they are conniving wolves.
Man.
Okay, guys, don't forget to follow everyone on every social media platform. You're going to find Koze at _Koze. That's Kozay. And then we have False Prophets at PHALSE. And then Prophet.
English landed run away.
No underscore, no full stop, just False Prophet, the original.
The
there are a lot of copies
prophet.
Out there. The False
and then,
Prophet.
And then we have Bonnie Isla, BONNIE.
IYLA. Bonnie Isla. No underscore, no dot, nothing. Bonnie Isla, guys.
What does Isla mean again?
And guys, we will appreciate your feedback. So hit me up on my Instagram page at _Koze. That's Kozay. I want to know how you guys feel. What is your reaction?
And then there's Tula.
Oh, yes, we do have Tula.
And of course, it's Tula.
Guys, these guys are twins, so the mistake is valid.
Oh, it's, yeah. Of course, _it's_Tula.
So,
so many underscores.
There's just two underscores. They're just in between.
Tula,
the
don't
relay.
Don't undermine
of course
yourself.
It's Tula.
All right, cut.
You're smart.
Cut.
Okay, sure. People are smart.
Guys, see you next time. That's it.